Emilia Roman Torres was 20 years old when she had her first child. The father was not in the picture, and she would be a young, single mother. She's now 44 years old, and around 10 years ago, moved the family from Puerto Rico to Atlanta. In the StoryCorps Atlanta booth, she and her eldest, Anthony, now 24, speak candidly about how his presence has changed her life.
The day I gave birth, my aunt, who was my godmother, she only had two girls, no boys. She and her husband went to see me at the hospital. And they said, we have a preposition for you. And I was like, okay. And she said, you are too young to be a mom. How about if we adopt Anthony? You give it to us, and we adopt him, and we raise him as our own, but we're going to tell him you are his mom. And that broke my heart. They didn't say, I'm going to help you. They just wanted you. And that moment, it changed my life. I'm like, I am not going to let anybody take my baby. I decided I might not be a super mom, but I'm going to make it work.
Is there anything you always wanted to tell me but you never have?
I probably could have been a better mother to you in some sense. You carry so much. When we moved here to America, you did so much. You were in charge of paying the bills and helping raising the boys. And I know it was very hard for you because you missed so much and you gave so much of yourself. And I am very thankful for that. And I'm very sorry, too, because I didn't know how much depression I was. Until, like, now that I think about all the things that I have done, and I'm really sorry.
I'm not sorry because, I mean, yeah, it was very, very tough time, but I believe everything happens for a reason, and that made me who I am today. Maybe my decisions are not as good as they should, because sometimes I like to be spontaneous and just and do the things in the moment. One of the reasons why I left and I didn't consult with you when I left to go to college, it was because I felt like I was just, it was too much. Like I needed some free time, not away from you guys, but like away from so much.
I wasn't mad at you at the fact that you wanted to leave. I was mad that you planned it without even telling me. And then you told me when you were ready. So It was that bond that I thought I had with you that you can trust me saying, hey, I feel like I need a break. But then I thought about it and I saw how much pressure you had and then I understood.
I love you and I appreciate everything you've done for me.
You have been everything to me. You taught me so many things and I am so grateful. I couldn't have done it without you.
That was Emilia Roman Torres talking with the oldest of her four children, Anthony Santiago Roman. The story was produced locally for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts the StoryCorps booth. So our big question this week, do you have a friend or a family member that you'd like to learn a little bit more about? Why not book some time with them at the StoryCorps Atlanta booth? You can learn more at wabe.org/StoryCorps.